This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Portions of WMIE's broadcasting day are underwritten by Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming, located at 2260 Sarno Road in Melbourne. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming, available at 321-622-6963. Once again, 321-622-6963. We're so grateful to Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming for their support and partnership with WMIE. And remember, your pet will want to come back for another Heavenly Touch.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy day today to join me. This is WGOD Radio, all truth. If I owned a radio station, that would be the call letters. That was what the call letters would be if they were available, WGOD. I love the idea. God's always broadcasting. It's a truth. The question, my question to you is, are you tuned in to His frequency today? This is what we're going to do here today, is what we always do. We tune into the frequency. I know the secret. I share it with you, and that is to stay in His Word and let Him speak to us, because that is where God speaks and where He broadcasts, by His Holy Spirit in the Word. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. This is where God speaks. Let's tune in today. Today is part two of four of a message I preached 2 weeks ago. It's called The Murder of John the Baptist. Today, we're looking at this mysterious man, John the Baptist. You've heard me preach it before, probably. There's more to this guy than meets the eye. We're preaching it now because this is the text we're in as I'm teaching through the book of Mark. We're looking at the death of John the Baptist today at the hands of Herod. And how is it? It says that Herod liked John. Why would he do this? We'll get to the answer to that Thursday. Probably Thursday, maybe tomorrow, Thursday. Here today, we're looking at this mysterious man. There seems to be a link between John the Baptist and Elijah. That's what we're looking at. This is part two. For more info on this or for the whole thing, email me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll send it to you, or go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, download the whole thing. Here's part two now, The Murder of John the Baptist.
For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if ye will receive it, this is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Personally, I love this guy, Elijah. This is my kind of preacher, you know?
Repent!
No milquetoast here, this guy. Oh, I remember this movie, one of these Jesus movies they show on Easter with Jeffrey Hunter playing Jesus. And they had this milquetoast dead fish guy playing John the Baptist, and he's eating a ham bone, and he's like, repent, the kingdom of God's in. Oh, man, that made me so mad. That TV went off. My wife's ducking for her life. Books flying over her head. Eating a ham bone. Dead fish. No, man, this guy had some power to him and authority. Where to from here? Let's go to John chapter 1. Not the place you'd think to go to. We're going to dig deep now. Is that okay? Going to make your head hurt a little more. John chapter 1, verse 6. I've preached some of this on Christmas before. John chapter 1, verse 6. Now, is everyone there? It says, there was a man sent from God. Let's change the words of this to help you understand it a little better. All right? There was a man sent from the cable company whose name was Fred. There was a man sent from the bakery whose name was Tom. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. All right, now your head hurts. There was a man sent from God. Do you see where the man came from? This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. Let's shed a little more light on this. The Greek word for from is the word para. P-A-R-A. Para. Let me give you some examples. Para means, now get this, if you don't understand this, para means alongside of, okay? In every instance, alongside of. Paralegal, parallel, paramedic, paradox, paranoid. Noia is the Greek word for mind. Paraphrase. Paraglide. Paratrooper. Paranormal. Guess what you have here? Paratheu. Paratheu. Theos. In the genitive form. There was a man sent from alongside of God, and his name was John. Can you picture this? Can this possibly mean what it says? Can this possibly mean what it says? There was a man sent from alongside of God, whose name was John. The man came as a witness to bear witness of the light so that all through him might believe. I wish I could whistle. Could you picture this? There was a man sent from alongside of God. What would this sound like? John, you're up. Or would God say, Elijah. Elijah, come. There was a man sent from alongside of God whose name was John. Now, again, the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Certainly, church, you can grant me this much. We've established a link between the two. Amen? There's more to this guy than meets the eye, right? There's a mystery surrounding this guy. So the Jews, they watch and wait, anticipating the return of Elijah. Now, let's have a little fun this morning. Let's look at what could be the return of Elijah through two different people. Okay? Because he's coming back. We know he's coming back. The first thing I want to do is I want to look at Revelation chapter 11. Let me preface this too with this statement. I see no reason why this could not happen tomorrow. You see Elijah in Jerusalem tomorrow. Pack your bags. Never happens that way. If you see Elijah in Jerusalem tomorrow, it's too late for you. And you've missed it. Okay, Revelation chapter 11, verse 3. Now, God speaking, I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. How long is that?
3.5 years.
These are the two olive trees and two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. Now that verse means that these two have already lived before. He's referencing something that Zechariah said 400 years before Christ. Verse 5, if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. If any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over waters to turn them to blood and smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. All right, let's get this. These have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Now let's connect the dots. James 5:17 says this. Elijah was a man with a like nature of ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Is that a coincidence? I doubt it. There are no coincidences in the Bible. The Lord Jesus says this, Luke 4:24, assuredly I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah. That's why we sang the song today. Many widows were in Jerusalem in the days of Elijah, when the heavens was shut up for 3 years and 6 months. And there was great famine throughout all the land. Do you see the connection between the two? I firmly believe that one of these two men is going to be Elijah the prophet. Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 1:9, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that will be has been already. History repeats itself. Same thing. No rain for 3.5 years is going to be repeated again, coming up soon. No rain, 3.5 years. I firmly believe one of these two men is going to be Elijah the prophet. Maybe John the Baptist. I don't know. Personally, I don't see much of a difference between the two. Now, for the great counterfeiter, flip over to chapter 13. Revelation 13, starting in verse 11. Now, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, but spake like a dragon. And he exercised all of the power or authority of the first beast before him. And he causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders or performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. All right, stop for a minute. Who was the last person to call fire down out of heaven? Elijah. My Bible, if you have a good Bible, you'll see three references there. 1 Kings 18:38, 2 Kings 1:10, and Luke 9:54.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD.